We are surrounded by stylized dances today. If we hear someone playing ragtime piano, what's ragtime piano? Ragtime piano is stylized dance music. This is a genre of piano music that emerged from a dance called the cakewalk. But when you hear a Scott Joplin rag, you don't stand up and do a cakewalk. Oh, no. The genius of Joplin was that he took what had been a folk medium that was meant for dancing and elevated it through his own genius to a medium that we'd much rather listen to in a concert-style setting. So a rock concert. A rock concert. There's a perfect example of a stylized dance. Rock and roll is dance music, the ultimate dance music, pure rhythm. Rock concert would indicate that there's enough intrinsic merit to the music and the words themselves that we need not just dance, but we can run to the front of the stage and give all of our attention to the music itself. So we should understand this idea of dance stylization is not just a Baroque one. We will follow it all the way through the Romantic era and into the 20th century. There's even a Baroque chamber genre that is nothing but a collection of dances. That is, if you ever see the term sonata de camera, the plural would be sonate de camerae. A sonata de camera is a piece of music for chamber ensemble where each movement is another stylized dance. Okay, another big statement. All Baroque instrumental dance musics, whether real or stylized, have one thing in common that made them a natural model for the classical era. And that one thing in common has to do with their texture. All Baroque era dance musics, real or stylized, had one thing in common, and that has to do with their texture. And I'm going to let you decide what this has to do with texture by playing you a Baroque era dance. And what I want you to determine while you listen to this Baroque era dance is, what is the texture? This is going to be from Bach's Orchestral Suite Number 3 in D major. This is a gavotte. A gavotte is a dance of French origin that's a two-step of moderate tempo, of moderate speed. And what I want you to determine while you listen to this dance is, what is the texture? Is it monophonic, homophonic, or polyphonic? Well, you tell me, and then we'll discuss why all Baroque dance music is of this texture. What is that texture? We can immediately rule out monophonic. No problem. Is it polyphonic or homophonic? It's homophonic. We heard one main melody, and that one main melody was accompanied. We didn't hear that familiar spaghetti-like sound of imitative polyphony, and neither did we hear non-imitative polyphony. There's one idea present, and it's accompanied. So, back to the question. Why is Baroque-era dance music almost invariably homophonic? Let's answer that question, but let's answer it with our imaginations. Let's imagine a ballroom filled with 12 couples about to do one of these standard, ritualistic, formulaic group dances where everyone must follow clearly the rhythms and phrases of the piece. Oh, we could see it right now. They are bejeweled and bewigged and be-beauty-marked, wearing enough fabric to cover a circus big tent. They're also wearing a tremendous amount of perfume. Despite their sophistication, these people have not bathed for 6 months. One is amazed that they managed to reproduce at all under those circumstances. But I get off on a tangent. Please, back to the dancing.